And I'm setting up for Miss Daisy for Wednesday morning, the 13th of October 71. Channel 2, right. And I'm setting up for Miss Daisy for Wednesday morning, the 13th of October 71. Channel 2, right. And I'm setting up for Miss Daisy for Wednesday morning, the 13th of October 71. We've had our first cold spell down to 50. I'm wearing my undershirt and my clothes. Channel 2 right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy for Wednesday morning, the 13th of October, 71. Channel 2 right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy for Wednesday morning, the 13th of October, 71. Channel 2 right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy for Wednesday morning, the 13th of October, 71.
Well, my chairs moved.
Chairs moved a little bit, hadn't it?
Some bottles up there. Chairs moved just one way around. Well, I'll tell you, the other morning, I put on a sweater and a coat, too. It was that cold.
You know, it was kind of cool. Well, it's cool this morning.
And that
but it ain't like it was the other morning. The other night.
That's cold, but I guess we can drink a little cold drink for a while.
We'll have to start having hot drinks pretty soon. Oh, yes. It was so cold, Miss Daisy, I had to find a sweater to wear to town.
I seen you with your sweater on. Oh.
And a coat. And I felt like I might have to turn the heat on. Yeah, Isaiah said he couldn't go fishing. That's hurting him. Mm-hmm. He couldn't.
That's right. I know he's kind of lonesome. He can't fish and he can't wait. He can't do nothing but sit.
Oh, yeah.
Because he do love to fish.
Yeah. And I think he must catch him.
He catches some, sometimes. Oh, Miss Mary told me to tell you she's just fine.
Oh, she's just fine. Well, that is the best news I have heard. Mm.
She said she went to the doctor in Gainesville. And she went, I think she went to the Lottery General. Then she went to a doctor. She did tell me. She said they didn't do a thing in the world. So, say they felt me, they gave me shots and things, but they never did know what was wrong. They didn't tell. She said, I thought about, and that's where I would have went at first if he had been home. Our old family doctor. He took care of us all the while. I think he must live in Ocala. I don't know where he lived. And she said she went to see him and said he examined her. And he told her, said, ain't a thing wrong with you. Molten shingles. And a little something wrong with her back, he said. She said, Daisy, he examined me and he gave me some medicine. And said, a day I felt better. She said, I've been getting better ever since. I said, me and Miss Miles was talking about you the other day. I said, she was telling me she was pensive. She said, oh, Daisy, I like to die. She said, I was sick. She said, but after I went to this doctor, he examined and gave me some medicine, and then he gave me some tape. And so he told me, so there ain't a thing wrong with you but that shingles and a little something wrong with her back. He said, and they'll all soon be gone. She said, he tell Miss Myers, I'm just fine.
Did she tell you how she had about to die? She couldn't sleep at night?
Mm-hmm. But she said that's all gone.
Yeah. And she told you about that?
She told me about that. She stayed over there long time with me yesterday evening. She told me about her boy was killed. What a time to have. I asked her, how did he get killed? She said, somebody killed him. Said, but we don't know just who. I said, where was he? She said, he was at home. He was in his house. I said this. I think she said he shot him in his left temple and the ball went on out. She said, you know, there's him and his wife has been having trouble, lots of trouble. Say, you could believe she did it. Of course she didn't. She wasn't nice to him. At all. She said they argued and fussed all the time. She'd go off and leave him. He said, no. Yeah, that was her boy, I think. She said she'd go off and leave him weeks at a time.
My goodness.
And he couldn't walk a step. She said, in here, man, lady. So when he died, I think some of his children called her, she said. And said she told him, say, I'll be there, but not right away. So she said she went. Seemed to me like she says, why? Well, I went to Connie to bury him. Said she wasn't going to bury him.
Good night.
Why, Miss Daisy?
I said, oh, Miss Smith. And said, she told him, said, the kind is not going to bear. I'll bear him. Myself. Said, I'm seeing him. Ooh. She says, why, who up? She was trying to take her business in hand. It was her husband. She thought she had a right to do whatever she wanted. She told him, you may have. Said, but I'll see that he declined it on bear him. Said she buried him. Said she told the undertaker she wanted him put in a vault. Said he suffered all these years. And said he got money if he can't get to it. The government was taking it. Him, she said. And they was fixing to put his legs on, help him to start him a business where he could take care of himself. Mm-hmm. But he was killed before he got it. and she said this. You know, I felt kind of bad for her. She said, Daisy, she said, he was just as nice as he could be. She said, because he couldn't do nothing. He couldn't walk. He couldn't do nothing. And said, he told me, sometimes she just take her shoe and just beat him. I said, well, I said, but he was, she said, I teach him that. Don't care what she do, don't you mistreat her. You be nice to her. It's your wife. And you be nice to her. Well, maybe my crazy self, I said this. I said, the way I see it wasn't his wife. It was a woman he was staying with. I said, a wife wouldn't have done it like that. It's a good woman. She said, but she's got everything he had. So all his money, all his Social Security, his home, his house, and everything he had, it goes to her. She gets it all. I say, what a pity. But it look like that's the way it goes. Mean folks, they get all good treatments.
Oh, goodness.
But she looks well.
She looked like the fit of health. And she says she feels well. She says she sleeps good at night, lots of nights. But when she wake up during the night, thinking about how her boy was treated and everything, she says she can't go to sleep no more than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
She get up and sit up. I say, and think. Well, she said, yeah, it is. I can't help from thinking. I said, but it's all over now. I said, you forget about it. She said, when I can, I will.
But it's, it's been some time, and it's still on her mind, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Still on my mind. Well, you know, you don't forget things like that in an hour, Mr. Mark. They go off and come back.
Yeah.
But nobody knows how it is but somebody that's been through it.
You never went through anything like that, Miss Daisy.
No, sir. I never had that trouble.
Nothing even close to that.
Mm-mm. I ain't never had to think about somebody killing my son or my daughter. Nothing. I ain't never had that to think about. But I do feel like it's a pain.
And you know it is.
When you and Miss Mary were young together.
Mm-mm.
You
no,
were little, you were little
I
older.
Know Miss Mary when she was a girl.
Yeah, but you were, you weren't old. You were not much older than she was.
Well, I had my
you
family.
You never thought anything like this was going to happen.
No, sir. No, sir, I didn't. You see, I knowed her long time before she married Mr. Guthrie. She lived over there at the junction with her aunt. And I'm living over there at the junction too. Well, I didn't know nothing about Mr. Guthrie then. I didn't know him. took after him and her master.
Oh. But then you knew her when she was just really growing up, wasn't she?
Just growing up. I mean, she must have been about 16 years old. 15 or 16 years old mm-hmm. when I know. And I asked her yesterday, we were talking. I said, how old was you when you and Mr. Gerth married? She said, Daisy, I was 17. And weighed 80 pounds.
Is that right?
I said, I know you was a little girl. She said this. She said, but Mr. Goethe, he was good to me. So he was a good man. I said, yes. She said, this man I got now, I said, he's good. I said, well, you're so lucky.
Yeah.
Get two good men, one right behind the other one.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. And both of them just spoil it, don't they?
That's
they?
Right.
They both of them just spoil it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you first knew her, Miss Daisy, was she like she is now?
No, she wasn't, because she wasn't nothing when I knew her but a girl.
Yeah.
You see, she didn't have a chance to be what she is now. She hadn't experienced life enough to know what she is now.
Yeah.
Because she was just a girl, and you might say, kind of slave. Didn't go nowhere. She didn't get out much.
She had to
stay around home, take care of the house and the kids when somebody went.
Yeah.
It was her aunt. She'd go and tend to the business and thing. Her and her husband, Mr. Weeks. So.
But when she come over to see you, She just tip out. Oh,
you see, our house wasn't far apart.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd come over to my house, and we would talk a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd go back.
Yeah.
And see, that would be why her aunt was gone. She hardly ever had a chance to come over to my house, unless they were gone.
Goodness.
You see, her aunt didn't allow her to go nowhere.
Well, that was strict.
Me?
She was strict.
Yes. She just... But well, she is a good woman.
Well, now, about all she could talk about was all her trouble.
The way she was treated in her affairs.
Yeah.
That's the more she talked to me about.
Yeah. When she was that age, before she got married.
That was before she got married.
Yeah.
She said, to tell y'all, you must come to see her. I said, we've been talking about her. Come see. She said, Daisy, you come. Say, they don't stay long. So they just come by. Stay a few minutes and talk.
Well, I tell you, last time we was there, it was after supper. And Marvin was there, of course. And we went in the front room and sat down. And Miss Mary was ready to talk.
Uh-huh.
Marvin been working all day, and he was sleepy and tired.
Sleepy. Uh-huh.
So we didn't stay that long that night. See how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't seen him. But now, after she married Mr. Guthrie, she changed, didn't she?
Oh, yes. She changed a lot. But you see, she was free. After she married, she was a free woman. sheep and go where she please. Come back when she get ready. She wasn't used to that.
And she didn't talk to you about her troubles all the time?
No. No. She, after she married, she'd talk about, well, I'd say, how her life had changed from what she'd been. She was happy. She was in peace. She said Mr. Guthrie did everything to please her that he could think about.
Yeah.
She said he never fussed, he never argued with her, nothing. Whatever she said, she liked. Well, that's what he agreed with. Well, you know, that means much to you, to have a peaceful life.
Yeah.
Well, now look, Miss Jason. You see, the reason we like Ms. Guthrie is she's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to hear her talk.
Uh-huh. It is. I told her, since she's feeling well, I said, I'm sure you're glad you come here. I said, I'm sorry, Mr. Mars, and I'm going. She was coming over here. And she stopped there, and she asked me, well, you're all home? I said, I'm not for sure, but I don't think so. I said, he's been working pretty busy. No. She said, I thought so.
Yeah. But now, Mr. Guthrie is the cause of all that.
Cause of all that?
Yeah.
What?
He's the one who made it possible for her to
live peaceful.
Yes, and be interesting, or whatever you want to call it. And you could see that starting out.
That's right. That's right. She was talking about him yesterday when he was so sick. She said she carried him, said he took so sick, said she thought he had must have had a heart attack, but she didn't know, but said he was sick. So she got somebody to take him up to Lodgeway Jim Hospital. And she said she carried him in there. Said, Dr. Anderson, well, what's wrong with him? So she said, I don't know. I brought him here for you to see. And he looked there and said, oh, I don't know what's wrong with him. She said she carried some money. She was planning on leaving him there for a day or two until he got better, she thought. So said she asked the doctor, said, well, would you take care of him 2 or 3 days and see how is he going? You know, I said, he told him, no, I ain't going to take care of him. So we don't run no old folks home. We run a hospital. I said, he wouldn't keep him a day. He said, no, days is not one day. So he told me, you take him and came on back home. And that's what she had to do.
Why, Miss Daisy?
She, you know, everything that happens to her is something like that.
That's right.
Nothing just ordinary ever happens to her.
Not as I've known her. She said she brought him on back. They'd done the best they could for him. But she said she called the doctor, the family doctor. I don't know where he's at, in Ocala, I think, but I don't know. And told him about it, how he was, and everything, asked him if he could take him down there and get him in a hospital for a short while. So he told us, if you wait about 10 minutes and call me back, and I can tell. She said she waited a while and she called him. She said he must have been listening. So he answered the right thing and told us, bring him home. So I got a place for him and got a bed for him. And they say, you bring him on. And she said she carried him on down there to him. He put him right on in the hospital and he treated him and put him to bed. I think she said he stayed down there about a week or 4 days. It was a short while. And she went and got him. I told folks, don't care what they do to you now. They don't care what they say. Lots of folks don't. They don't think you have no feelings or nothing. Lots of them don't.
Miss Daisy, something happens. This little girl that comes out here, Suzanne. Miss Guthrie called her one day and asked her if she could take her to town. Mm-hmm. Suzanne got that little old car she runs around here, so mm-hmm. she went out and got her. And, oh, they went several places. Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard her tell about it. I haven't heard Suzanne or Miss Guthrie, except this one thing. She said they went to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And they got to the checkout counter. And Miss Guthrie got right behind some woman who had 14 children.
Let's see.
And all them stamps. You can imagine what the talk was.
Yeah.
She said when she was back there raising her family, she didn't have no stamps.
She didn't.
Suzanne, she said she had that on her mind all the way home. Now, that would happen, wouldn't it, when she went to the grocery store. That woman didn't have all her children there. She may have had some of them. I don't remember. No, sir, but I can see, Ms. Davis, from what you say, that it was Mr. Guthrie who sort of cleared the way for her.
That's right. It was.
Where
she didn't have no way before she got him.
Where she could be lighthearted and laugh.
That's right. And she is. Of course, she looks kind of down. She don't look so bright all the time. Look like she's thinking of what, and she'll straighten up and be all right.
Just like nothing happened.
Just like nothing happened.
Yeah. But now you could see her when she was young there. You could see her when she changed like that. When she got a little lighthearted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And chatter?
Mm-hmm.
Just come over and see you and just talk all the time?
Talk. That's right.
All the time.
All the time.
You didn't get a word in.
No, I had to listen. But I sure enjoyed having her.
And everything she's done over there, she'd tell you about it and she's interested in it.
That's right. Well, she told me that she told me she'd been thinking about selling her place and her house. And then I said, well, what you gonna do that for? She said, well, I don't know. She said, I didn't say I was going to do it.
Uh-huh.
She said, I said I had thought about it. I said, you think again. I said, you got a nice house down, a nice place, and you all out there by yourself. I said, got a car and a truck. You can leave there when you get ready and go back when you please. She said, Daisy, I've thought about that. She said, and then the place I had in mind, she said, the house is so high. So it'll cost a lot of money to get it. I said, well, why sell one? Ain't gonna pay for the one you get. She said, I didn't say I was going to do it. I said I had thought about it.
But now, Miss Daisy, I'm trying to see now. I'm trying to see. You see, the children now don't have a chance like she had. They're none of them lighthearted like that.
That's right.
I'm trying to just sort of picture. You see, you were old enough to see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, I never had that opportunity. I never saw things like that. See, it just never was in my experience.
Yes, sir.
I'm just trying to see, you know, kind of the way you saw it then, what happened that made us interesting and talk.
I don't know.
And lighthearted. Well, Mr. Guthrie made it possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw it happening, didn't you?
That's right. Well, yeah, I see it. Because I knowed her long time before he got her. Then I knowed her after they were married. I used to go out there sometimes when I get a chance. Oh, I found a buddy that came out there once or twice. He'd be going out that way for something. And I'd catch a ride with him and I'd visit her till he come along back and pick me up.
And she was already a different person?
Yes, after she married, she was different soon as she married.
Yeah.
I guess ghost was a good while before I seen her after she was married.
Uh-huh.
Well, you see, he had his home, place, and everything. He cared her there. Well, when she got to his house, she was boss.
Oh.
Nobody to boss her around. She was her own boss.
And she already knew how to keep house.
That's right. Already knew that.
Because Aunt Nora saw to it that she did know it.
That's right.
And she just talked all the time. She was...
Talked all the time. I asked her about her yesterday. Asked her about Miss Weeks. Like to me, she said she lived at Cross City with her baby.
Yeah.
Now when she married Mr. Guthrie, then she could have her own friends come in.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
Come in, stay long as the want.
Yeah.
But she don't have nobody to come to Aunt Nora's much.
She could have young people.
That's right. She ain't had no people. She would have to wait. Miss Weeks thought that it would take all her time to wait, take care of that house and kids and things.
And then over there, you see, there wasn't any kids to take care of, was it?
That's right. But I don't know how some folks can be like that.
Well, now, she was like you was, Miss Daisy. You had it. You and her were just in the same shape.
Yeah.
You see, you had all, you didn't own it, but you didn't need to own it.
That's right.
You had all that place there for your family.
Yeah.
And that pond back there where the alligator was.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I tell you. I'm missing that old place now. I got along good up there on that hill. Folks say, well, you don't have to pay no rent. I didn't mind that little bit of rent I was paying up there. I could grow enough stuff. I had ground enough to grow enough stuff on to pay that rent.
Yeah.
I could grow me a garden, a watermelon, sweet potatoes, peas, anything I wanted to grow. I had enough ground to put it on.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't cost me a dime.
Yeah.
I just paid $3 a month for the house for a long time. I didn't pay nair dollar. Didn't pay nair dime. But after everything else went up, well, then they started charging rent.
Yeah. But you really got your money's worth.
Hmm?
You see, your children had the run of that whole country.
Oh, that's right. That whole place.
And never, they couldn't get bored, could they? And all you had to do was just let them go on out there and get into something and come in and tell you about it.
That's right. And if it's the wrong thing, then I do something about it.
but they'd come in and tell you about everything they done.
Yeah, they would do. But my children, they never give nobody no trouble. I raised them right here in Evanston. And they never give nobody no trouble. I never had nobody come and say they talk nasty or they picked up nothing.
But they'd go out there, Miss Daisy.
They'd go out in the woods.
And then when they come in, you'd hear everything about it.
That's right. They'd come in. They'd go rabbit hunting, possum hunting, fishing, and things like that.
And they'd come in talking about it.
Come in talking about it. Me and them talk it over together.
Yeah.
I'll bet there was some good talk. Possum hunt, some old possum.
Yeah, they love them. And my children, they were scary. It ain't till today. They go anywhere. And when I'm going anywhere, by self, day or night.
Yeah. Now, Jay, is that your oldest boy?
That's my oldest boy.
Yes. Now, he come down there when I was sitting down there with you that time.
Uh-huh.
And all the time he was there, he just chattered, Miss Daisy.
Uh-huh.
He didn't just sit there and wait for you to talk.
Uh-uh.
Or somebody else.
No.
He just lit into what they been doing.
Take it all itself.
Well, he wouldn't done that if he hadn't done it when he was growing up, would he?
No. Well, that's all he ever wanted to do. Fishing, huh? When he knocked off from work, he had his fishing pole, or had his dogs, and gone on the fishing.
Yeah.
By himself.
And he'd tell you about it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Mama, I'm going fishing a little while. I said, go ahead. Take care of yourself. Mama, I'm going hunting tonight. I said, all right. Get his dogs and had him a little hunting sack put across his shoulders. And there he go, him and his dog. Sometime he come back with two coons and a possum. Sometime he'd come back with one. But he's done satisfied himself. He done win. Had nothing else to do at night. So if he wanted to do that, I want him to do it.
And then you'd find, you knew just where he caught them coons.
That's right.
And he'd tell
you
what.
Bring them coons home, he'd get up next morning. He'd dress them, skin them, dress them. Come up there, well, I didn't have nothing to do but cook them. As I tell them, I used to didn't have to dress nothing. I said, well, if I get anything now and get ready to cook, I've got to dress it.
You got to do the work.
But when they bring cooters, I don't dress them. I let James do that.
Yeah.
I'll dress fish. But I don't dress no cooter.
So you and Miss Mary lived on two sides of the county, you might say, but you both had all that countryside there.
Yes, sir.
And she was out there all the time on hers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she cooked a lot like you did.
Oh, yeah.
But she still had plenty of time to get out there.
That's right. Of course, you see, she'd get up and make arrangements for getting out there. I asked her yesterday, I said, do you fish any time? She said, no, these are not much. So I said, you don't let the bonnets eat up the pond. She said, so plenty of them out there. She said, fish out there too. I said, but I don't bother about it. She said, sometime Marvel and he goes down there. She said, told me she had bought her a big boat in a trail. She said, I didn't buy it to fish. She said, I just bought it to take rides on the water. I said, well, that's nice. So you got your money, do what you please with it. Enjoy it whilst you live, cause you can't when you're gone.
Now she she goes out now and just take rides?
Yes, she said that's what she bought it for. I don't know where she'd been in it or not.
She didn't say it.
She didn't say it. Most things, because if she'd have thought about it, she'd have told me I went sit in such a place in it such and such a time. She didn't say nothing about it. She had been out.
I think right after she got that, her back hurt her so bad she couldn't get out. But now she's feeling better now.
Well, she told me to tell you all she was just fine.
Oh, now, that's good.
She said she don't hurt nowhere. But she said she had been to her, if you put your finger on her anywhere like that,
yeah,
it looked like it would kill her.
Oh my.
She'd have such a pain. She said, Daisy, I hurt all over.
Mm.
Said, wasn't a place on me that didn't hurt.
Yeah.
She said, but when I got to the right doctor, he didn't take no time to clear it all up.
Mm. Well, now there you are. There you are. One doctor won't do it, Miss Daisy. You just got to shop around.
That's right.
So mm-hmm. Now, if you get sick, you remember that.
Remember. Her doctor.
If one doctor doesn't cure you, you have to go to another.
Go to another.
And don't just sit there with one doctor.
And fool along with him.
Yes. Yes, sir. Well, that was nice. I enjoyed that. That's almost a visit with Miss Mary.
Yes, I feel as if Miss Mary's been over here herself.
And she hadn't been over here not in the longest time. And the last time she was over here,
she was talking about how sick she was when she was over here.
That's
after
right.
Miss Miles told me you got sick.
Uh-huh.
Over there. She said, days that I lied down and I went to sleep.
That's
when
right.
I waked up, I was ashamed of myself.
Well, she shouldn't have been, you know. She
I said, why? You was in a welcome bed.
She surely was.
She said, well, I know that all right. But to think you're going to this and going to bed and go to sleep. I said, you felt better when you ate.
She got sick at her stomach.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
Uh-huh. And she just had to lie down.
Yeah. How are your neighbors?
This?
No, your others.
No, I ain't seen no one. So Lloyd was down there working on the house yesterday. So Doris, she said, well, I guess that house would be pussy when they get in. I said, ain't nobody. She said, they ain't moved yet.
Oh.
She said they put some stuff in there, but they haven't moved.
I see.
So, I don't know. This is the one told me they had done moved.
Yeah.
She just saw him bringing some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Miss Bessie doesn't get everything straight.
She sure don't.
And you know, it always sort of embarrassing to me when she doesn't, because I want her to have everything straight, Miss Daisy.
She don't. Now she got her big heater. You seen?
I saw that. Is that a new one?
Uh-huh. And got a good fireplace. But she said she got the heater because wood is so hard to get, and she could buy kerosene. Well, she got to get somebody to get me. She got to get somebody to get her kerosene just like she did her wood. And I'd much rather have my fireplace than have that heater.
She gonna put that heater in the place of the fireplace?
I don't know where she gonna put it.
Oh,
I see.
It's a mighty big one.
Ain't it a big one?
Yes, it is.
It's sitting right there on the edge of the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it?
Well, I don't know where she's going to put it. Hope do what they want to do. But give me my old iron heater and wood.
Oh, that's hard.
And if I had a fireplace, I wouldn't take nothing for that. I wouldn't give a fireplace for no heater.
Yeah. And just think what wood you can find.
That's right. She been getting wood all right, but I bet you one thing, it won't be so long before she'll wish she had to let that heater stay where it was at.
Uh-huh.
And use her chimney like she been doing. I went over there yesterday, I believe it was, the day before. She had a good fire.
She must have had one this morning, because I saw the smoke coming.
Mm-hmm. She might have got one.
Yeah.
She had one yesterday.
Yeah. You know, I took her two or three little old gas stoves, but it seemed like every one I took her, she couldn't work it.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one I took her had a vent, and we fixed it. She had that chimney for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something wrong with the stove. It's just sitting there, rusting. Isaiah not working at all?
No, she told me that Isaiah, when he went and had that place worked on his back, she said that Isaiah said he went by and told his boss man that he'd have to be off a week or two till his back got better.
Well, he'd been to the doctor with that back.
Yes, sir. He had operated on him. Doctor operated on him.
Oh.
Dr. Almond did it.
He not going to have any fall garden.
He didn't go to the doctor, just had to.
Yeah.
Well, they said that thing was that big on his back. And I never knew. There was nothing ail his back. Till Bessie said, Isaiah working? He said, no. So Isaiah had to go to the doctor. I said, for what? She said, he's having trouble with his back. So he got a knot on his back that big. So he went. The doctor operated on him. So he rolled some stuff out that place.
Has to go every day to the doctor.
Every day.
To
the doctor.
Miss Daisy, our neighborhood is thinning out.
Thinning out?
Yeah. You see, Caroline not there. Nobody down there at Miss Liza's house. J.R. don't come around.
No, not much.
I ain't seen
J.R. this week. Well,
he don't see Arthur very often.
Hold up.
No, I seen him yesterday passing the road. And that's the first time I seen him, and I don't know him. But he sure is falling off.
Oh, really?
He's getting so thin. Him trying to take care of himself, it makes a difference. And the time Anna and them was cooking, taking care of him.
Yeah, so that will make a change.
But I still think he's a sorry man. Long as he been here, he ain't been nice enough to have energy enough to go and ask somebody to cook for him. Trying to cook himself. And he got sent up walking the road.
It just makes you wonder.
That's right.
I don't ever see him. I haven't seen him but twice.
I've seen him yesterday for the first time. And he all knows me. I don't see him. But you know you miss him. Passing the road, going down in the bottom. You don't have no business down there now.
With all them dogs after him?
Uh-uh. He just keeps the straight road.
Things have changed. Now, things looking a little different up there at Marty's.
At Marty's? Who's that?
George Mitchell's.
Oh.
That's a pretty big house.
Where?
Up at Martha's.
Oh, yeah. But look like they're taking a reset on it. They got it up that far, and you don't hardly see no water there. I guess the days I passed there, that's the day off. But it sure looks nice.
Yes,
it is. If they'll ever get some of that trash away from there, where you can see the house. George got a truck. I don't see why he let all that stuff creep there. And haul that stuff every evening, some of it.
Well, he figures he may use some of that.
I don't see nothing there feeding you but them blocks.
You haven't talked to George recently?
Huh?
You haven't seen George recently?
I see George, I believe it was Sunday or Saturday morning. I seen him down there talking with James.
Mm-hmm. Oh, down there at your house?
Yeah, down there at James' house. Then I seen him off this and they was, I think it was cutting okra yesterday over there. You see?
Mm-hmm. Well, he not working. He not working.
Who? George? That's him and Fred's okra over there. He was over there in the field with him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But he not working in town?
In town? No, he ain't been there in years.
Well, I thought he went up there every day.
Talking about George Mitchell?
Yeah.
He wasn't working there when his house got burned up. He was working for free. They say they all hadn't been long come in when the house got up.
Well.
He ain't been up there long time, Mr. Marr.
And he was working for Fred.
He was working for Mr. Fred Woods. Him and his whole family.
I didn't know he had that much family left.
Well, they all scattered around when they ain't in school. Why, if they come down here, they're hitting. But if they don't come down here, they don't happen. You see, the Morris' children's in Gainesville.
Yeah.
Still, there's some of them got jobs up there.
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't be very dependable. So Freddie might not get his okra picked if he depended on George's crew.
Well, I think George is the head of getting it picked. He got to get hands together.
Yeah.
Oh, that would make a
George
difference.
Do.
Yeah. If he don't get his own children, he gets out.
Have
and
to get out and get somebody else.
I see.
To help him, and that's just what he does.
He don't do the picking.
He helps.
Oh, you mean he does a little picking himself?
Yeah, he do. Well, you see, he got to check on him and see how he's picking it and how tall it is and how much they're leaving and things. Well, he go behind them, you see,
yeah.
And get what they leave or call them back. That's got that rope. That's his job.
Yeah. Well, now, that'd be pretty good if he could do that.
Yeah. Well, he ain't got nothing else to do but walk up this road and down then. Walk up then, down there. You see, he is a kind of boss man, overseer or something, over the farm.
Oh,
that's what he
You is. Think that sort of suits him?
Hmm?
You think that sort of suits him? He likes to
Yes, he likes to be a boss man. Oh, yes, he left the boss something.
He likes that. Yeah.
you know, once. Here, yeah, to go. They fell out with Freddy.
Yes, I know.
He wasn't paying enough for it, what?
Yeah.
They wasn't going to do it unless he give him a raise. Freddy told them, so I ain't going to give a dime more. Say, if you want to work, you can work, and if you don't, you don't have to. Because I can get somebody else to work without a raise.
Yeah.
Freddy didn't bother him. He went on to Portland or making help or somewhere and got folks to do his work. They wasn't doing nothing. They didn't have no job.
Yeah.
So they tell me that George and Martha went back to Freddy and told him that they wanted to work. Freddy said, you want more money? And I ain't going to give him no more. I said, well, real work, if you give us a job at the price you pay me. So, Freddy told him, okay. So they went back to work, and ever since that day, when Freddy have anything, they dare. They dare to do it.
Oh.
They could have stayed there at first. And worked for what they were giving. I don't know what he was giving. And I don't know what he giving them, but I know he didn't raise them.
Yeah.
When they asked them. They went back for the same price he was giving them. Now, the way I know that, I wasn't there. Dora Mitchell's, his mother and his sister told me.
Klein.
Yeah. Dora told me she was looking in Martha's mouth and she told Freddy, said, I'm not going to work no more. For that, I don't know what it was. Said, if you go up on the price, I'll work. Said, Freddy said, you won't work because I'm not going up. I ain't going to give you a dime more. And you don't have to work, I'll get somebody else to help me. So that was that.
And Dora was there.
Dora sitting on her porch. And they were out down the road. So she told me. But anyway, I know for a short while they wasn't working.
Yeah.
Odessa was working.
Yeah.
Odessa was like right on.
What do you know? What do you know? I remember, I down that store and I'd heard him talk once or twice. And seemed like he was always having misunderstanding with George.
Mm-hmm.
About, well, he gonna pick a field that was right next to his house.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd charge him for going off and getting the hands when he didn't have to go anywhere to get them.
That's right. That's right. I don't think Freddy caught up with that.
Yeah. I tell you, there's a lot of ways to get all mixed up these days, ain't there?
That's right. There's a lot of ways you can act, and it'll cause you to suffer more so than it do me.
You know what we ought to do? We ought to go around and visit every now and then. Now, Preacher Taylor, he kind of